look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Repertory Theater will open The Quickening this week, May 17th. It will run through this weekend and the following. For more information, their website, acadianarep.org, or you can stop by their Facebook page as well. CYT Lafayette will present the musical Peter Pan May 17th through the 20th in Angel Hall. We'll be speaking with members of the cast tomorrow from CYT about Peter Pan. The Silverbacks Improv Theater presents Super Collider, which features the Silverbacks, Ragtag, and Family Dinner this Friday, May 18th. That will start at 7:30 in downtown Lafayette, 227 Jefferson Street. And for more information, you can go to the Silverbacks website or Facebook page. 227 Jefferson Street is at the Omni Center. Chorale Acadienne will have a concert this Friday, May 18th. It's called the Unity Concert and will feature members of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and other church choirs. They will be performing Jubilate Deo by Dan Forrest. That will be at 7:30 on Friday at First Baptist. For further information, you can stop by Chorale Acadienne's website or their Facebook page. The musical Tuck Everlasting continues this coming weekend at the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville. Their website is abbeyplayers.com for further information. The 7th annual Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade and Catfish Rodeo will take place this weekend, Sunday, May 20th at Vermilionville. You can look at their website or their Facebook page for further information about either the Catfish Rodeo and Cook-Off or the Boat Parade. There is a festival going on as well at Vermilionville while all this is happening too. This is the first annual Catfish Rodeo and Cook-Off. Last year's was rained out, so they're looking forward to this one. That's all Sunday, May 20th. For more information, you can call Vermilionville or go to their website. Iberia Parish Library will begin their summer workshop programs on May 28th. Registration for that workshop opens on Monday, May 21st. And for the following workshops, the registration opens a week before the workshops. For information, their website is iberialibrary.org. You can find out more about all of the workshops there. The South Louisiana Songwriters Festival and Workshop will be taking place in Lafayette. It will start off Tuesday, May 25th, with local, national, and aspiring writers who will work on new creations. And we'll be speaking with, I believe, Mary Goche and some of the other singer-songwriters next week about the solo festival. Again, it's a part workshop, part festival, and you can go to their website to find out more about a complete listing of works that are open to the public, events that are open to the public. In Arneville, there's been a two-month-long celebration of women, lots of activities happening, and this Friday, May 18th, there will be an event with a quilt that was designed by Lauren Green White and stitched by Les Coudre Point in Arneville. And then on Saturday, May 26th, the Stone Soup Sister Supper will take place to be a culmination of the two-month celebration of women. For further information, you can go to Nunu Collective. The Lafayette Concert Band will have a concert on Sunday, May 27th, called Songs of Remembrance, and that will be at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon at the Bayou Church. And the Planetarium of the Lafayette Science Museum will have a really interesting program Thursday, May 31st and Friday, June 1st. John Serry, who is a composer of electronic music, kind of planetarium music. He composes for planetariums. He's composed for movies. And they will have him at the Planetarium on Thursday, May 31st and June 1st. I believe we'll be speaking with him and Dave Hostetter before those concerts. But it's really worth looking up something about John Serry. He's been composing for 30-some odd years. And if you've been to a planetarium program, chances are you may have heard some of his music. The Lafayette Public Library Summer Reading Program will have their kickoff celebration Saturday, June 2nd at the main library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be music and magic and lots of other activities for that kickoff. You can find out more by going to their website or giving them a call. And we hope you'll be joining us tomorrow. I'll be talking with Barry Ancelet. He has just been named the Louisiana French Language Poet Laureate. The first one to hold that position was Zachary Richard this past year, but Barry Ancelet was honored last week by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, along with a number of other very stellar cultural people in Louisiana. But Barry has been named the French Language Poet Laureate of Louisiana for the coming year, and we'll be talking with him tomorrow about his work and his plans for the coming year. We'd also like to thank everybody who joined in during our fundraiser this past week. It was very successful, and we appreciate all of you pledging online. However you pledged or gave during the week, it was most appreciated, and pledges are still coming in online. I know we often procrastinate and wait till the last minute, so if you missed the fundraiser and you meant to do it, you can certainly do that online at krvs.org or get your renewal card in the mail as well. But thank you so much, and thanks to everyone who helped out, who volunteered, who donated food. It was a big success and a whole lot of fun to talk with so many of our listeners. So thank you so much, but head to the computer if you didn't make it during our fundraiser, and we accept it all year long. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we join the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Chicago Symphony, and then at 11, it's Japan Jukebox, Sound Club at midnight, Beat Current at 1, and Medicine Ball Caravan at 2 in the morning. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.